Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, June 10th, 2024, through Friday, June 14th, 2024. Monday, June 10th, 2024. Milwaukee man convicted of laundering proceeds of business email compromise fraud schemes. Corey Lee Sr. was found guilty of one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering in violation of 18 U.S.C. subsection 1956H, count 1, two counts of concealment money laundering in violation of 18 U.S.C. subsection 1956, counts 2 and 4, and two counts of engaging in financial transactions with money derived from criminal activity in criminal violation of 18 U.S.C. subsection 1957, counts 5 and 6. The evidence presented at trial established that between May 2018 and approximately July 2019, Lee and his co-conspirators laundered over $1.2 million, which were proceeds of four business email compromise BEC schemes. A BEC scheme is a form of cybercrime in which a fraudster uses false and misleading emails to fraudulently induce a victim to transfer funds to a bank account controlled by the fraudster and the fraudster's accomplices. Four businesses fell victim to the BEC schemes, and evidence presented at trial revealed that Lee and his co-conspirators laundered those funds by transferring the money between and among various bank accounts they controlled, withdrawing large amounts in cash, and by transferring some of the money to others in an elaborate effort to disguise the nature, location, source, ownership, and control of the fraud proceeds. Lee and his co-conspirators used some of the victim funds for their own personal purposes, including vacations and luxury cars. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, June 11, 2024. Former Massachusetts State Police Lieutenant sentenced to 5 years in prison for fraudulent overtime scheme. Daniel J. Griffin, a former Massachusetts State Police MSP lieutenant, was sentenced in connection with an overtime scheme dating back to 2015. Griffin was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release. Additionally, Griffin was ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $329,163, a fine in the amount of $167,700, as well as a $2,100 special assessment. In December 2013, Griffin was convicted of one count of conspiracy, one count of theft concerning a federal program, and four counts of wire fraud. Co-conspirator MSP Sergeant William W. Robertson was convicted of one count of conspiracy, one count of theft concerning a federal program, and four counts of wire fraud. From 2015 through 2018, Griffin, Robertson, and other troopers in the traffic program section at State Police Headquarters in Framingham conspired to steal thousands of dollars in federally funded overtime by regularly arriving late to and leaving early from overtime shifts funded by grants intended to improve traffic safety. During the conspiracy, Griffin made and approved false entries on forms and other documentation to conceal and perpetrate the fraud. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, June 12, 2024. San Gabriel Valley woman pleads guilty to counterfeit postage fraud that caused more than $150 million in losses to the U.S. Postal Service. Luan Angela Chen pleaded guilty to defrauding the United States Postal Service, USPS, out of more than $150 million by using counterfeit postage to ship tens of millions of parcels. Chen pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States and one count of use of counterfeit postage. According to her plea agreement, from at least November 2019 to May 2023, Chen and her co-defendant, Chuan Hu, Hu, owned and operated a packing shipping business located in the City of Industry. The company provided shipping services, including the shipping of packages via U.S. mail, for China-based logistics businesses. To avoid the cost of postage, WHO began creating false and counterfeit postage to ship packages by printing duplicate and counterfeit net stamps. Stamps that may be purchased online from third-party vendors and printed onto adhesive paper. From January 2020 to May 2023, Chen and WHO knowingly mailed and caused to be mailed more than 34 million parcels containing counterfeit postage shipping labels, which caused more than $150 million in losses to the USPS. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, June 13, 2024. Nevada man arrested and indicted after allegedly stealing over $7 million worth of treasury checks. Kyle Eugene Duncan Carl was indicted by a federal grand jury for multiple federal crimes, including bank fraud. According to court documents, Duncan Carl allegedly carried out a scheme to defraud multiple credit unions from January 2023 through September 2023 in the District of Utah. Duncan Carl conducted the scheme by obtaining stolen U.S. Treasury checks made out to individuals and companies, assuming the identity of individuals whose names were on the checks, opening credit union accounts under the assumed identities, and then depositing the checks and withdrawing the funds. The scheme resulted in Duncan Carl obtaining at least six stolen treasury checks that totaled $7,075,695.55. This included an incident in April 2023 when Duncan Carl assumed a victim's identity, opened an American First Credit Union account under the victim's name, and deposited a stolen tax refund check for $821,333 made out to the victim. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. Friday, June 14, 2024. Former investment banker and registered broker sentenced for operating $1.5 million cryptocurrency investment fraud scheme. Rashawn Russell, a former investment banker, was sentenced to 3 years and 5 months in prison for a fraud scheme that resulted in approximately $1.5 million in investor losses and for a separate access device fraud scheme. According to court documents, from November 2020 to August 2022, Russell engaged in a scheme to defraud multiple investors by inducing them to invest with him based on false promises that, among other things, he would use their funds for cryptocurrency investments and that the investors would earn large and sometimes guaranteed returns on those investments. Russell misappropriated much of the investors' assets and used them to fund personal expenses to gamble and to repay other investors. Russell also repeatedly failed to repay investors' principal investments and failed to provide investors with promised rates of return. After certain investors requested to be repaid their investments, Russell also falsely represented that he had wired the money to them. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.